إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز وأستعيذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, we have gone through a very beautiful month, the month of Ramadan, in which we exhausted ourselves in trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from His disobedience. And as I mentioned on the day of Eid, that our responsibility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not end with the sighting of the moon of Shawwal, but we are supposed to be Muslims 365 days a year. Throughout the year, we have to be engaged in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to stay away from the ma'asi. So today's khutbah is about the importance of recognizing the good deeds and also taking an opportunity from the end of the month, after we have made all of these efforts, and hopefully we have got the maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we've got the forgiveness, and we've saved ourselves from the hellfire by engaging in the worship, to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make a sincere tawbah to Him, so that we can live our life just like we live it in Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, there are two ways that we can go. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. When a person, he does a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it a minimum of 10 times. So this is the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us in terms of the deeds that we can do to please Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply that many times over, up to hundreds of times over. But the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such, وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. But as for the person who commits a misdeed, he disobeys Allah, he commits a sin, then he will only be punished accordingly. It will not be multiplied for him, unless of course he is encouraging other people to do bad deeds, then he will get the sin for them committing bad deeds. Okay, this is a different issue altogether. But for a person who's committing sins, that sin will not be multiplied for him. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give him time to make tawbah. It's mentioned in a hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He writes the hasanat and the sayyi'at. He writes the good deeds and the bad deeds through the angels that are on our right and left shoulders. فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً. Whoever intends to do a good deed, but he cannot do it for whatever reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gives him the reward of that complete good deed. He will get the reward for it. Person intends to donate, somehow he got a bill in the mail, and instead of donating to the masjid, he had to pay that bill off. But because he had that intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him anyway. فَإِنْ عَمِلَهَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشَرَ حَسَنَاتِ إِلَى سَبْعِ مِئَةِ ضِعْفِ. But if a person, he goes on to do that deed that he intended to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will reward him tenfold. He will multiply the reward for him 10 times up to 700 times. Up to 700 times the reward will be multiplied for a person who actually does a good deed. إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا. And not only 700, it can be multiplied many more times than that. For example, if a person prays the Salat in the Haram, in Mecca, the reward is multiplied for him 100,000 times. And accordingly, the Sadaqat, etc., if done over there, it's multiplied for him. And the same thing in Medina, multiplied 50,000 times. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can multiply the reward to unlimited times. He can reward however much He likes, and we should always have this hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will reward us much more than we deserve, inshaAllah. فَإِنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً. SubhanAllah, if a person he intends to do a bad deed, and then he doesn't do that bad deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for him a good deed. For staying away from a bad deed that he intended to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes for him a good deed. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنْ عَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدَةً. But if the person does that bad deed, then that bad deed will be only written as one bad deed. Okay? Now this is the difference between kaba'ir and saghair is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the deed itself. It's only going to be written down as one bad deed, one sin that the person has committed. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us many ways to multiply our rewards and get the good deeds from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we please move forward, inshallah? There's lack of space in the back, so please make way for the people who are coming. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-salawatul khams wal-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ah," the five times prayer, and the jumu'ah to the next jumu'ah, wa ramadan ila ramadan, mukaffiratun lima baynahunna idha jitunibat al-kaba'ir. These five times salat, when a person he prays the fard salat, and then until the dhuhr salat, any sin that he committed inadvertently, then that sin will be forgiven. And then at asr, any sin that he committed between dhuhr and asr, it will be forgiven. And between asr and maghrib, when a person prays maghrib, all the sins that he committed, they will be forgiven. The same thing from jumu'ah to jumu'ah. When a person is praying his jumu'ah salat, and of course he's fulfilling his obligations in the meantime of the five times daily prayers, then all of the sins committed in between one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah, it is forgiven. One Ramadan ila Ramadan, and all of the sins between one Ramadan till the next Ramadan, but the condition is that as long as a person stays away from the major sins, then this will be the case. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made ways for us to forgive our sins. And a person, for example, he says, you know, one subhanAllah, this is a good deed. And if a person is saying this subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, tasbih 100 times after every salat, that's 500 good deeds. 500 good deeds multiplied by 10, that's, you know, 5,000. 5,000 good deeds. And of course, you know, nobody commits 5,000 sins in a day. So just equate the good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us with the sins that we can commit in any day or night, and we'll find that the multiplication of the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us, it is much more than we deserve. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked by Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he says, Abu Dharr himself, he says, "Qultu ya Rasulullah, ayyul amali afdal?" He said, "Which of the deeds is the best?" And remember, there are many hadith which have the same questioning by the Sahaba. The Sahabi asks a question that, "Ya Rasulullah, which deed is the best?" And sometimes the Prophet ﷺ said one thing, sometimes the Prophet ﷺ said another thing. So the question is, how come there are contradictory, not contradictory, or different things that the Prophet ﷺ said in those when asked this question? So it would depend, number one, on the person who's asking the question, that the deed that the Prophet ﷺ told him, it was according to him. And the second thing is, depending on the situation that the Muslims were in at the time. You know, sometimes giving sadaqah is the best thing that a person can do. And sometimes there are other deeds that a person can do that are the best for him, depending on that. Sometimes to serve the parents is the best thing. The importance of striving at the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to propagate the deen is so important. Sahabi came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I want to go for jihad." The Prophet ﷺ asked him, "Are your parents alive?" He said, "Yes, they are alive." So the Prophet ﷺ told him, فَفِيهِمَا فَجَاهِدْ. Go and make jihad in them. Go and strive in serving them. Make sure you take care of them. So depending on an individual situation, sometimes the answer will change. Okay, so here Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Ya Rasulallah, أَيُّ الْعَمَلِ أَفْضَلِ. He said, which of the deeds is the best? قال الإيمان بالله والجهاد في سبيله. That a person, he has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he strives in his path to propagate the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْتُ أَيُّ الرِّقَابِ أَفْضَلِ. And then Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said, which of the slaves is the best? Meaning, to set a slave free, which of those is best? So the Prophet ﷺ said, أَنْفُسُهَا عِنْدَ أَهْلِهَا وَأَكْثَرُهَا ثَمَنًا. The one that is the best by the owner, a strong slave, a strong servant. Obviously, nobody wants to get let go of that person. But, you know, a weak person, he can set him free and it's not a big deal. But the Prophet ﷺ said, a person who's strong and the person, the owner likes that slave, that is the best one to set free. And the one who would be the most expensive. And in those days, obviously, there was buying and selling of slaves. Of course, which slowly and gradually Islam has gotten rid of by making sure that people are setting slaves free all the time. This was encouraged by the Prophet ﷺ. But the Prophet ﷺ was asked this question and he said, the one that's most expensive and the strongest and the best one that the owner likes, that is the one that should be set free. قُلْتُ فَإِنَّ مَعْفَلْ. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said, how come if I cannot do it? If I cannot do such a thing, what should I do? قَالْ تُعِينُ صَانِعًا أَوْ تَصْنَعُ لِأَخْرَقْ. That you help any person who is doing something, or you help somebody who is in need, who is in difficulty, this is also a form of good worship for you. قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ ضَعُفْتُ عَنْ بَعْضِ الْعَمَلِ. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said, how about if I still am weak in doing these things? قَالْ تَكُفُّ شَرَّكَ عَنِ النَّاسِ فَإِنَّهَا صَدَقَةٌ مِنْكَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. That if you save other people from your own evil, you save other people from your evil. Meaning you don't harm somebody, you don't hurt somebody, you don't slander somebody, you don't backbite somebody, you don't curse somebody, you don't hit somebody for no reason, then even this is a form of sadaqah upon yourself, that you are saving other people from your own evil. So even, you know, preventing yourself from hurting other people, it's regarded as a sadaqah, it is regarded as a good deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says this hadith also, we've probably heard it many times before, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Do not belittle any good deed. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِيقٍ. That even if you meet your Muslim brother, your Muslim sister with a smiling face, this is also a form of sadaqah. Smiling is something that is a great and a beautiful sunnah that we should all learn. Many of us, we walk around with a frown on our faces, especially in public. You know, we really need to be more jovial and cheerful and smiling so that people don't think that Muslims are always grim and glum and, you know, sad and all the rest of it, or depressed. We need to smile much more, and this is a teaching of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet ﷺ also said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَ عَنِ الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ الْأَكْلَةَ فَيَحْمَدُهُ عَلَيْهَا أَوْ يَشْرَبَ الشُّرْبَةَ فَيَحْمَدُهُ عَلَيْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves from a person that when he eats one morsel and he says Alhamdulillah, or he takes a sip of water and he says Alhamdulillah. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this deed. Yet it's something that we, you know, we don't even think about. Many of us, we eat our food and we burp and we say Alhamdulillah. Okay, and yet we don't realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is counting that as a good deed, and he loves the fact that we've said Alhamdulillah after eating to our fill. Now going on to the issue of tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has, in addition to the good deeds that he has ordained upon us, he has also told us to stay away from ma'asi and disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. Tell them, O Prophet of Allah, that my Lord, he has made haram the fawahish. He has made haram the evils. whether they are open or in secret. مَا ظَهْرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَلْ. All of the evils Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them haram. وَالْإِثْمِ, and any form of sin. وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, and transgression without any right. وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا, and to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent down any proof. وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and you say things about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you do not know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sins haram. He has made disobedience, his own disobedience haram, and we have to stay away from the disobedience. So if we are engaged in any form of disobedience, we have to stop it right now, and we should not wait till tomorrow, because we do not know when the angel of death will come. I say at every janazah, when a janazah is prayed here, so Salatul Janazah, I say and ask this question, that if the Malakul Maut, the angel of death, was to come to us today, what will be our response to the angel of death? Will we ask for more time to make tawbah? Or will we be pleased to see the angel of death so that we can see our abode in the hereafter, our paradise in the hereafter? I think that most of us would ask for more time, because really, and I include myself in this, we are not doing enough to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not doing enough to meet our Creator. So we always have to think about the best opportunity is to make tawbah today and now, and not think about the future and to think that when I get old I will make tawbah. This is not how things pan out. This is not how things work out. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَجِتَنِبُوا. Whatever I have forbidden you from doing, you have to stay away from it. وَمَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And whatever I've ordered you to do, you should do whatever you can and whatever you have the ability to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in the Quran, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. When you make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O mu'mineen, O people of Iman, you will become successful. This is a means of success. Many of us probably do not regard tawbah as something of a great big deal. But let me give you a beautiful example that will make you understand how a person feels after he makes tawbah and after he repents. Today is Friday, right? And the majority of you probably went home and had a shower and came wearing clean clothes. But before you took your clean clothes off, you didn't feel very dirty in those clothes that you were wearing. They were, you know, pretty clean, and you were wandering around in them. You didn't feel uncomfortable in them. But after you've taken that shower, you've cleaned yourself. Which one of us is going to put those dirty clothes on again? We're not going to put those dirty clothes on again. We will feel so uncomfortable doing that, because now we've taken them off and we've cleaned ourselves, we smell the sweat in the clothes that we've taken off. We smell the body odor that we had before taking the shower. So this is the example of tawbah. Right now we don't think that we need to make tawbah. Right now we don't think we need to repent. But once we've repented, then we'll look back at the life that we were in before and we will think, wow, that was the life that I was living. That was the dirty life, that stinky life that I was living. I can never go back to that again. The main thing is trying out tawbah with a sincere repentance. Tawbah an nasuh, a sincere repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we feel the difference between our current life and our previous life. The benefit of tawbah is such that it takes away the adab, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ مُسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that, O Prophet of Allah, as long as you are in them, amongst them, Allah will not punish them, and Allah will not punish them as long as they're making istighfar and tawbah and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And this ayah is very unique. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse not about Muslims, but about the mushrikeen. The people who were making shirk, but at the same time they were asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for their misdeeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even said about the mushrikeen that He would not send down a punishment to them. So think, if the Muslims are making tawbah and they are obedient to him and their aqeedah is correct, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to lift up the punishment from us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in the Quran about the story of the people of Yunus alayhi salam. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he invited them and called them and they ignored him and they disobeyed him. And then one day he just got frustrated and he left. Now the people realized that he was a prophet of Allah, and before the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down, they all went out together. They separated the animals from each other. They separated the mother from its calf, and they, so that the animals even would be separated and they would be perturbed and they would be frustrated, and because of that they would attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he lifted up this punishment right when it was about to come upon them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in the Quran, فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسِ لَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزِي فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. The story of this qawm, these people, the people of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, was that this punishment was coming upon them, but when they took iman and they made tawbah, this punishment of disgrace was lifted from on top of them when it was about to come on top of them. And there's a riwayah of Qatada radiallahu anhu that describes the same thing. In fact, they made tawbah continuously and they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for 40 days and 40 nights continuously. This was the sincere level of tawbah that they had, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgave them. And of course we know the story of Yunus alayhi salam, that he was also put to trial by being put into the belly of the fish, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him back, and when he came back he found that the people had accepted iman. We also see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam are regarded as tawwabin, the people who made tawbah. It's reported, it's mentioned in the Quranic ayah, لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgave the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the Muhajireen for the difficulties that they had to endure and the impatience that they had during the Ghazwa of Tabuk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Oh Allah, you're pure. I have made tawbah and I'm the first person to have iman in you. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he made tawbah. And Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says about him, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا Dawood, Dawood al-Aid, إِنَّهُ أَوَّاب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him as being awwab, the one who made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself, he says that all of you should make tawbah frequently. فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says that I make tawbah to my Lord, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 100 times every single day. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who doesn't commit sins, he is not disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times a day. So who are we to think that we do not need to repent? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this goes back to the example that I gave earlier, there was three sahaba that stayed back from Ghazwat Tabuk and they made excuses, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he disliked the fact that they stayed away from a very important expedition. So he revealed some verses about them that, you know, they had committed something bad, and then these people make tawbah. Ka'b ibn Malik, there's a very big story related by Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu about how that whole thing happened, and how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shunned them for a while and didn't talk to them for a while until the verses came down, وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven those people that stayed behind, the three sahaba that stayed behind. But the point that I want to make is that once this forgiveness was revealed to Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, about Ka'b ibn Malik in the Quran, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to him, أَبْشِرْ بِخَيْرِ يَوْمٍ مَرَّ عَلَيْكَ مُنْذُ وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكَ. Be happy with the joyous news, and this is the best day that you've ever had, the best feeling that you've ever had since your mother gave birth to you. The Prophet ﷺ told Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. This is the feeling that a person gets when he sincerely turns his back on the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sincerely makes tawbah, and inside, internally, he washes himself and he makes istighfar. This is the best feeling that a person can ever get. And once a person gets that feeling, then he does not want to go back to the ma'asi again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. A couple of announcements, inshallah. The